A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay up to date on the coronavirus by listening to Utah's Coronavirus Call-In, weekdays at 12:20 on KSL News Radio. In partnership with the Governor's Office, Jeff Kaplan interviews medical professionals and experts and top Utah officials who answer your pressing questions. Utah's Coronavirus Call-In. Nightside, you've had a long day. So have we. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Andy Farnsworth. Alex Curie's out this evening. Andy back in the hot seat. Always a fun time. You know, this week we saw Twitter start to take some steps against what they characterize as misinformation and started flagging some very important Twitter postings from very important people with fact checks. And that's caused quite an uproar. So we wanted here on the Nightside Project to take some of the most pressing misinformation issues and apply our own fact check to them. So, Andy, are you ready to do this? Let's take some of the most critical and most relevant items of misinformation, and let's just run them down.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, we got to start with the biggest one that's probably out there right now.
Okay.
And that is, it takes your body 7 years to digest gum. Ethan, that is not true.
I believed this for a long time. I did.
Oh, I did too. You eat the gum and it stays in your gut probably because it's sticky, and that if you died and they had to do an autopsy, they would find all the gum that you had chewed over the past 7 years.
Yeah.
Now, what they never bothered to try to explain to me was, so after 7 years, it just suddenly disappears? Do you then pass the gum at the seven-year mark on the day of?
It vaporizes. Yeah. It just vaporizes in your gut.
Or 7 years later, you're like, oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I chewed that Hubba Bubba 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ethan, you know, we did forget to do something during that last break that we need to take care of really quick right now.
Oh.
And to me as a traffic reporter, this is important.
I hand the reins to you, Andy.
All right. Let's just do a quick check of traffic with Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining.
Well, this is fun. Thank you, Andy. The freeways have cleaned up nicely as the afternoon evolves. I-15 showing good speeds through Utah, Salt Lake, and Davis County. The I-215 belt route's in fine shape in Utah County. Watch out in Provo Canyon, though. It's very slow with construction 800 North and Orem to Canyon View Park. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Len. All right. Here's something interesting about gum from one of our textures. There's still gum at Lagoon from 1950. So maybe it does stay in your gut that long.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
If it can survive the hot summers of Utah for all that time.
All right. So we're debunking some of the most current, most relevant bits of misinformation inspired by Twitter this week. All right, Andy, what's next?
How about this one? Have you heard about people who actually sleep with pantyhose over their head because they've heard,
so they can be ready for a bank robbery just in a moment's notice?
You're having
all right,
a
boys,
dream.
Let's go.
You want to be ready for in your dream if you're robbing a bank, you'll be dressed properly. No, actually, people do that because they're afraid of swallowing one of the 8 spiders that you supposedly swallow in your sleep each year.
I used to believe this one, too. Oh, man.
This one my daughters are still scared about.
I went through a real credulous period in my life. I'll just say that.
Where you believed everything?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you showed it to me. I was like, yeah, good, man. Where do I sign up? Is there a subscription? Is there a membership? So tell me more about this pantyhose on the head, because that is a twist that I had not heard of
before. Well, obviously, you can't you have to be able to breathe. And as everybody knows, having worn the masks now, it can be difficult to breathe with the mask on. I mean, not impossible, but not easy. It's certainly not the kind when you're trying to sleep and have relaxed breathing.
Plus, with the masks, spiders could still get in through the gaps, right?
Yeah, because they're committed to getting into your belly.
Yeah, man.
So, at any rate, the person puts the pantyhose on the head because you can breathe through it just fine.
No one ever did this. Was it you? Did you do this?
No.
Are you describing something that you used to do and you're like, oh, man, I've heard people did this.
I did it just for the bank robbing thing. That's why. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
How about this one?
Uh-huh.
Let's say somebody goes missing. The okay. cops will not do anything until 24 hours. And they will. You can't submit a missing persons report until 24 hours later.
So I've heard this, thanks to TV.
Yes.
I'm familiar with this.
And that is the truth. It is only because of TV. That is not true. The police, they're not like, well, it's been 22 hours, so give it a couple more, and then we'll start to get the search parties together.
Well, I guess this we in Utah should know this is false, because just last week we had an Amber Alert issued within just a couple of hours of a child abduction.
Right.
And the child was found thanks to the Amber Alert. The whole thing was wrapped up, and we had the abduction, police notified, Amber Alert issue, child recovered in just a short window of several hours, I feel like.
Well,
and so,
you know,
so there you go.
That it's a total TV thing, but there's a lot of people who believe that because they've seen it in so many TV episodes. Now, here's one I don't know if you'd heard before, but I'd heard this. If you drop a penny off the Empire State Building, it could kill you.
It's like shooting a rifle down there.
Right.
I've
because the penny just picks up so much momentum over that great distance. You throw it off a mountain, it wouldn't work because the mountain slopes outward and you couldn't throw it. But the Empire State Building drops straight down.
Go right through your body.
That's exactly what people believe. That is not true. And this is one where if you had paid attention in your high school physics class, force equals mass times acceleration.
Yeah.
Well, there's just not enough mass in a penny. It reaches a terminal velocity that it cannot exceed. If you shot a gun with a penny out of it, yeah, that could do some damage. But just dropping it and letting gravity take its toll on a penny, according to scientists, it would be just like being flicked in the forehead if it hit you.
Really?
Yep.
Because
but it's easy to believe. Terminal velocity ends.
Whether it falls on you from 50 feet or 500 feet,
once it reaches terminal velocity, it's exactly the same.
All right. Okay.
Plus, the wind is probably going to blow it off into the Hudson anyway. So, you know.
This is a really great segment. If you just tuned in, we are debunking some of the most relevant disinformation campaigns that are in our society. Twitter started doing that this week, what's the word I'm looking? Fact checks. So we're hitting the most relevant ones. What's next, Andy?
Oh, here's something interesting, though. According to a texter, you can get kicked out of Lagoon for dropping a nickel off of the rocket.
Well, that's because, of course you can't. It's because Lagoon doesn't want you there if you're throwing things off the ride. Are you going to kill someone? No. But I wouldn't tolerate it either. I'd be like, no, man, you're out of here. You can't throw things off the ride.
Another texter says, I had a boss who had a spider in her throat that bit her or exploded or something.
Probably
or
exploded.
Something. It was one of those
it
things.
It probably exploded. Those are spiders. You can't.
And
you
it caused a whole bunch of stuff.
Spider. Yeah.
It caused a whole bunch of stuff. This stuff, though, not quite defined. All right, here's something else, Ethan.
Okay.
And I bet you've heard this. You pass away, you need a haircut and a fingernail trim because your hair continues to grow and your fingernails do too after you die.
I actually know about this one.
Okay.
Actually, this is
true
one that
false.
I know about. It's false. They don't continue to grow. What happens is your body dehydrates, you know, basically releases all of its it starts to dry out. The skin retracts around your scalp, your fingernails, and it shows more of the fingernail, and so you feel like
so
it's
it
grown.
So it looks like
it grows.
Very good. Very Thanks. Good. Okay, two food-related ones.
Okay.
You've heard the five-second rule, right?
Yeah, if it falls on the ground, I don't want to hear this one.
It's safe to eat food that's been on the floor for 5 seconds or less.
If it's 5 seconds or less, you can just snatch it back up and eat it. And I don't want to touch this one. I want to continue to believe it.
Plug your ears for the next 5 seconds.
All right.
While I explain that scientists have found that salmonella can transfer on bologna in less than 5 seconds.
I love that someone did the research on this.
So, the 5-second rule is not scientifically proven, but you may continue to believe it if you so choose. And then here's one that's been a staple since my childhood. Will you get cramps if you swim right after you eat?
So, this was a staple of my childhood as well. After you ate, it was everyone on the side of the pool. Everyone just sat and stared at the pool for a half hour or whatever it was.
Because the thing is, like I said, there's so many things in your body that's on a timer that we just never knew. at 55 minutes, you get in that pool, you're going right under the water.
Yeah.
But at 60 minutes, suddenly your muscles relax and you're able to swim. That is not true. Getting cramps right after swimming. I have a feeling that goes to the age-old days when, you know, people go to swimming holes instead of swimming pools, and you get into cold water or something.
I don't think so. I think we got that the same way we get all those old wives' tales, and it was just experiential, and people just construed the wrong. They just inferred the wrong lesson.
I think that's all. That they got that because they tried to swim at Lagoon in the old pool before they did Laguna Beach, right after they ate lunch, and that was like 20 degree water, so all your muscles cramped up.
And you died.
All right, we'll take a break here at bottom of the hour. When we come back on the Nightside Project, Dr. Matt Woolley will answer your questions during this coronavirus pandemic.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.